Hi, this is the Guy or Cook Report, and first interview in Brooklyn, and we're talking to Mr. Mizell. His first name is A-R-I, and it's pronounced...
Ari.
There you go. You heard... That's why I pointed. It's kind of like getting it from the horse's mouth. And Ari works in a number of things. He's a productivity coach. He's an entrepreneurial strategist, so if you need to contact him about those things that relate to your business, about what can I do better? What am I doing wrong? One of the things that you might want to talk about in getting things better is having a replaceable founder. And we talked just briefly just a minute ago, and it has to do with when you're away from the desk for whatever reason. It's like in baseball, they have a relief pitcher. When you're throwing out your arm and you need somebody else to take the mound, how do you go about that? And Ari's going to talk about that.
Yeah, so the whole idea of being replaceable is a really positive thing. We want everybody to be as replaceable as possible. We're not actually trying to replace them. But if you put the systems and processes in place to make someone more replaceable, then the business will grow in spite of that person, right? Not necessarily just because of them. And it's the difference between really driving the business forward with your hands versus driving the business forward with your ideas.
Excellent. I just recently had an incident that came up and spawned that question about who's the relief pitcher, who's your backup, with a person I had contact with, and she was out of town taking care of her mom. Anyway, I want to thank you for taking a minute out of your day, and to the people that are watching, thank you for taking time out of your day. This has been interview with Ari Mizell. If you want to contact Ari, he's on all the channels. He's on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn, and easy to find. I mean, and so, do you have a closing comment you'd like to make, Ari?
Just that if you find yourself overwhelmed in your business and you feel like you're kind of stuck, you want to try to look at how you can optimize, automate, and then outsource the things that you're doing. And really be able to, you know, you can't read the label from inside the jar, right? So you need to be able to have that perspective from outside and see that there's a better way of doing it. And I promise you there's a better way.
Thanks so much. And I know you're a busy guy because you've got like a bazillion followers. So your email box has got to be pretty busy right now. And so we're going to conclude this interview. And thanks for taking time out of your day. I want to invite you to come back again if you got something new and different you want to share. We're here for you.
Thanks, Guy.
It's a wrap.